This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House will vote in January on the budget reconciliation bill that defunds most Planned Parenthood funding. That vote could set up a veto from the president. The veto and an override vote, if handled well, could at least highlight the distinctions among candidates for office next November. Vatican insiders say Mother Teresa of Calcutta should be made a saint in the Catholic Church next September, 9 weeks before an election. Various interests may try to capitalize on the work of Mother Teresa, but her words regarding the unborn may never be ignored, as more than once Mother connected war, conscience, and peace to abortion.
And I feel that abortion has become the greatest destroyer of peace today, because it destroys life of the child, but it destroys the conscience of the mother also.
This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
Operation Rescue was at the Maryland abortion business of Leroy Carhart last week as the infamous late-term abortionist escorted the second apparent botched abortion victim by ambulance to a hospital this year. Pro-life advocates have documented 8 medical emergencies at Dr. Carhart's Germantown abortion facility, including the 2013 death of Jennifer Morbelli. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.